Joe Biden just stepped on a rake trying to defend his use of the auto pen. Now, the former president calling Trump and Republicans liars for claiming that his aide signed orders without his permission. And then in a New York Times interview, trying to CYA everyone, Biden says he verbally instructed staffers what to do regarding the pardons. Yeah, right. But, and this is a big but, Bumbling Joe also admitted he didn't approve each individual one. The most egregious example involves Anthony Fauci, my favorite doctor, after Biden gave the final approval to pardon him. His former chief of staff, Jeff Zients, hit reply all to this email thread. And in the email, he wrote, "I approve the use of the auto pen for the execution of all of the following pardons."
Wow. So random staffers just grabbing the reins there. What are we missing here? Let's put this back together with the piece in The Hill. I don't know if you remember. It's been almost 6 weeks now. When we discovered who was actually running the Biden regime. Really, it's been 2 months to 6 weeks ago, depending on which of those stories. And remember what we found? They were two staffers mainly. But it was also who? Hunter Biden and Jill Biden. Representing, as best as I could tell, the Chinese Communist Party, who was paying them over $50 million the family took. So, I mean, here's my question. If we're, you know, we're at the staff level here, well, the staff did this, the staff did that, the staff did this. Okay, but who told them? Because I bet you eventually it's going to go straight back to Hunter, and that means just the Chinese Communist Party. That's who he worked for. I bet you. Anyway, here's Trump reacting to the Biden auto pen scandal.
The auto pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. I guarantee he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and then the question becomes, did they sell, whoever they is, Jill, Hunter, staffers, random homeless people who wandered in off the street? I don't know. Did they sell the pardons? I don't know. Here's Representative Brandon Gill, who's been knee-deep in this.
And as we're seeing here, not only did Joe Biden not approve of all of these pardons himself, but he approved certain criteria that a bunch of people would fall under. And as the White House learned new information, the White House team changed who was on those pardon lists without Joe Biden's knowledge and signed these pardons in his name without his approval. That's wrong. That is a major scandal. And listen, President Trump is exactly right. There were things done, legal things, pardons done in Joe Biden's name that he didn't know about. And that's wrong.
Oops. Yeah, that's a major admission. You know what we need? I don't care about the rest of them. We need to get, we have got to get Fauci's pardon undone. By the way, you know what was interesting in that story? I didn't include it in the clips there. Fox News reporting on, apparently the committee has discovered a very intensive lobbying campaign by Fauci to get that pardon. Interesting. You know what that tells you? Yeah, he knew he'd committed crimes. He knew it. The question is, what crimes? I got a couple of ideas, but yeah. Crazy stuff. All right. Coming up next on the show, gonna dive back into this. This whole situation, and I know I've been on it a lot. I want to update it with the Secret Service and what we learned and the jaw-dropping implications of it. Donald Trump saying, and I get this, he's tired of reflecting on the attempted assassination. He doesn't think about it. He says, I want to put it behind me, but he really needs to think about it. And he really needs to either watch this Fox Nation piece on the assassination or read the article that just came out in the Washington Post, because there is a bombshell in there that causes, honestly, we need to start from the beginning in the assassination investigation. And it almost point blank proves the FBI is still lying about it, including to the Washington Post. I'll tell you what it is coming up. Senator Rand Paul has just sent over the criminal prosecution referral, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to the Department of Justice, requesting criminal prosecution for lying under oath to Congress, which he absolutely did. Now, wait a minute. Didn't that scumbag get a pardon? Yeah. But the problem is the auto pen. Yeah, Joe Biden running his big mouth admitted he might not have known everybody he pardoned or known of them. Put that together with the staff confessing, yeah, we ran that thing night and day. It's going to be interesting to see if they can get around the pardon. Because, you know, Joe Biden will lie and say, you know, when asked specifically about it, he'll say, well, I know, I totally pardoned that little rat. Meanwhile, folks, it's every day. You know who is on our tail? Fauci's, I guess. Now that Fauci's gone and people aren't terrified to publish true things in medical journals, because he had controlled billions of dollars worth of funding. He could get you blocked, destroy your career if you wrote the wrong thing, which is why we had so much fake science and no real science for so many years. Had an absolute blockade on science, like a good liberal, in our science journals. Folks, we are seeing, I'm not kidding, peer-reviewed study after peer-reviewed study after peer-reviewed study out of Japan. Just finding devastating things out about the shot. Its effect on fertility, its effect on heart damage, its effect on heart damage to young people. They are not happy. Plus, folks, we just had a massive news study on the reproductive implications of that shot, and it's not good. Not at all. All right. Meanwhile, I want to jump on this because this is huge. You need to know this name because this is one of those threads. You pull this thread and you're going to get unbelievable things. The name is Aaron Zalapony. You should have heard that name many times by now, but you haven't. Well, Fox News, it's Fox Nation, so you got to go behind their paywall, just did an absolutely unbelievable investigative piece. It's the second in their series on the Butler assassination. And they broke, this is, and it's, so it's the first time that they have ever interviewed the Butler Emergency Rescue Unit. So, which includes, of course, the Butler County SWAT team. I've never heard from them before. It's never happened. In the group was Aaron Zalapony. Aaron Zalapony not only saved Donald Trump's life, he probably saved a dozen others from crooks. Because Aaron Zalapony took the first shot at crooks, which is incredible because he was standing, when he did it, he was standing in between crooks, who was on the roof, right? Zalapony's in a field, and behind him, direct line of sight, is the sniper who inexplicably didn't take the shot. More on that in a minute. And Fox breaks this down in a beautiful way. Eight shots are fired by crooks. We know that. Everybody agrees on that. Secret Service does. FBI does. Everybody agrees on it. That's when the lying begins. Zalapony hears the shots, sights crooks, and takes his shot. He hits him. Or rather, he hits the buttstock of his rifle, completely blowing it off, sending shards of plastic and bullet all over the place. Crooks collapses. Zalapony says, I know I hit him. His boss agrees. So why haven't we ever seen this guy's face? In the interview with Fox News, who broke this story, it's amazing reporting they're doing. They shouldn't hide it behind the paywall. The whole world needs to see this. Zalapony's boss says, listen, Trump's never said his name. Trump's never thanked him. Trump's never acknowledged him. And the reason that's significant is what is so clear. Trump doesn't know. The Secret Service didn't stop the assassination. Zalapony did. Blew the back of the buttstock off. And until now, we've never seen this guy. Now, after Fox News does the story, here comes the Washington Post pretending they're breaking it. They're not. They're covering up. They're covering up for the FBI. But here's what's remarkable. The FBI is still lying about this. Claiming, nah, there was no night shot by Zalapony. Shot didn't hit Crook. Shot didn't hit his rifle. But here's the thing. If you watch the Fox News report, it did. Why? Well, first, simple math. We can place the other bullets by the Secret Service guy into his body. We've got the picture. We've got the X-ray. The Secret Service bullet entered right side, exited left side. But the fragments of another bullet are in the right shoulder. Physically impossible for them to end up there. Well, surely we could just extract the bullets from the body, right? And just tell. We could settle this right now. We could settle whether the FBI is lying. And the FBI is always lying. So why don't we? They never extracted the bullets from the right shoulder. And they cremated the body. What? Who does that? Folks, I have been reading autopsy reports for years. I was a crime reporter. Heck, I'd go down there once a week, pick them up just to see if I'd missed any really cool murders. Not that murder is really cool, but I mean interesting ones to write about. You always pull the bullet out. You always extract it. You want to know what caliber it was. You got to match it to the gun. It's evidence. So, and so this is why I paid $10 to get past the paywall. I mean, it was it's an unbelievable story that they have. Well, as soon as Fox does it, Washington Post turns around, acts like they broke the story. They did it. They leave it all like, well, we're trying to resolve this. FBI doesn't know. They're lying is what they're doing. Here's the other really powerful proof, and you can see it for yourself in the Fox News documentary. This is why this is bombshell stuff. Trump doesn't have the whole story here, and a lot of these people are still in power. They were never punished. You can clearly see, you know how the officers wear those cams now? So we've got video of this whole thing. You can count crooks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shots. Pause. Very brief pause. Then there's another shot. It's Zalapone. You can see crooks go down. You can watch this. 10 seconds passes after that. And finally, the Secret Service sniper, whose name we still don't know. That's weird, right? Takes a shot. It's almost like he had to. I'm like, okay, I got to finish this guy off. He's not going to be able to shoot anymore. That's how it looks to me, but what do I know? What has happened? Trump has thanked the Secret Service and that sniper for saving his life, but he didn't. He did end the threat. Sure, absolutely. That's accurate. But Aaron Zalapone saved his life. Why are we just hearing from this guy now? Here's what's weird. Corey Compratore's wife didn't even know Aaron Zalapone. Had never met him before. Secret Service, by the way, has never returned any of her phone calls or requests for information. They want nothing to do with her. I bet. She started asking questions. That's a problem, isn't it? Why is this a big deal? Because the two guys who ran this whole operation with the Secret Service, who were responsible for checking out the site, not only screwed this up royally, they both got promotions. One of them is still doing the site preparation and planning work for events, hopefully not for Trump, but I fear it's for Trump. The FBI lied. I mean, all you got to do is watch the Fox video. They're full of it.
Oh, no, there was no shot by anyone.
Yes, there was. What's in his right shoulder then?
Oh, we don't know. Cremation.
Why don't they want us to know? Why don't we know this guy? He's been blacked out everywhere until the Washington Post picked it up. And before that, they knew Fox News did it. This stinks to high heaven. And what this tells me, just to wrap this up, somebody has got to put this in front of Donald Trump. If Trump has never said the name Aaron Zalapone, has never contacted him, has never thanked him, has never called him as he did the others, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that the FBI is still lying about this assassination. And why are they doing that? And here's another one. Here's another problem. As the Fox News investigative piece and behind the paywall, Fox Nation points out, we have yet to see the FBI report on this. Nobody at the FBI has been disciplined. They did the pre-groundwork for the event. And now we catch him lying? What is going on here? And folks, this becomes more urgent all the time with the reporting, especially coming out from Josh Dawsey's books out. He's a Wall Street Journal investigative reporter about the missile Iran snuck in here. That sound familiar? Like what, this week they're saying we're going to take him out at Mar-a-Lago? Maybe they can. And folks, I don't know that the Secret Service is going to be much protection given who's still working there.